The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Tysabri every 6 weeks, found as effective as standard 4-week dosing. Tysabri, or natalizumab, given every 6 weeks, was found to be similarly effective as the standard 4-week dosing schedule at stopping nervous system damage in people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. That's according to the full results of the Phase 3b NOVA clinical trial, which compared Tysabri dosing schedules among nearly 500 RRMS patients with the aim of potentially reducing the risks of side effects tied to the therapy's use. Our findings suggest that most patients who are stable on Tysabri 4-week dosing can switch to 6-week dosing without clinically meaningful loss of efficacy, the researchers wrote. These results could provide important information for physicians who are making Tysabri treatment decisions, they added. Biogen, which markets Tysabri and funded NOVA, announced top-line data from the trial last year. Full results have now been published in The Lancet Neurology in a study titled Comparison of Switching to 6-Week Dosing of Natalizumab versus Continuing with 4-Week Dosing in Patients with Relapsing Remitting Multiple Sclerosis, NOVA, a Randomized Controlled Open-Label Phase 3b Trial. Tysabri is widely approved to treat RRMS in the U.S., It also is authorized to treat other relapsing forms of MS, including clinically isolated syndrome and active secondary progressive MS. The medication works to block inflammatory immune cells from getting into the central nervous system, thus reducing the inflammation that drives MS. Tysabri is administered via intravenous infusions, and the approved dosing schedule is 300 milligrams, given every 4 weeks. Because it blocks the activity of the immune system in the brain, Tysabri can increase the risk of a rare but serious brain infection called progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, or PML. Data from a prescribing database called TOUCH, which tracks outcomes for more than 35,000 patients treated with Tysabri, suggested that giving treatment at an extended dosing interval every 6 weeks rather than every 4 can substantially reduce the risk of PML. Biogen launched the NOVA study to evaluate the efficacy of the extended interval dosing schedule in patients. In the trial, 499 adults with RRMS who had been on stable Tysabri treatment for at least 1 year under the approved every 4-week schedule were randomly assigned to continue that dosing or to switch to receiving the therapy every 6 weeks instead. The trial's main goal was to compare the effect of the two regimens on disease lesions after 72 weeks or just under a year and a half. For the most part, the results were comparable after 72 weeks. 82% of patients in the every 6 weeks group had no new lesions, as did 78% of those given the therapy every 4 weeks. One new lesion was reported in 2% of the patients on the 6-week regimen, and in 3% of those in the every 4-week group. Less than 1% of participants in either group had two new lesions. For most other patients, data on new lesions were not available. The proportions of participants with new or newly enlarging lesions over 72 weeks of treatment were similar in both groups, the researchers wrote. However, there were two outliers, both in every 6 weeks group. One patient tested positive for antibodies against the John Cunningham virus, which is a risk factor for PML. This patient elected to discontinue Tysabri and did not switch to another treatment. A few months later, the patient had a relapse, and a subsequent MRI showed 30 new lesions. The other outlier in the every 6 weeks group gradually developed 25 new lesions over the course of the clinical trial. Per trial protocol, all lesions were assumed to be related to MS and were counted as such. However, at week 72, the patient tested positive for PML, despite having no obvious symptoms of infection. It is therefore not entirely clear whether these lesions were truly related to MS or were a result of an insidious infection. Overall, the average number of new lesions was 0.2 in the every 6 weeks group and 0.05 in patients given the standard dosing schedule. The difference was driven mainly by the two outliers, and it was not statistically significant in the primary analysis. Other MRI-based measures were generally comparable between the two groups, and nearly all of the participants in both groups were relapse-free throughout the 72-week trial. The average relapse rate was 0.00013 relapses per year in the every 6 weeks group, and 0.00010 relapses per year in the standard dosing group. The proportion of patients who experienced disability progression lasting at least 6 months, as well as those with no evidence of disease activity at 72 weeks, also were similar between the groups. There were no clinically meaningful differences in secondary clinical or MRI endpoints at week 72 between the once every 6 weeks and once every 4 weeks dosing groups, the scientists wrote. Taken together, the effect of the two participants with extreme lesion numbers, coupled with the secondary and exploratory findings, support the hypothesis that differences in the primary outcome are not clinically meaningful, they added. Safety-related outcomes were generally similar in both groups. Roughly 1 in 10 patients in both groups reported any side effects deemed related to treatment, and rates of severe and serious adverse events were comparable. The only case of PML was the asymptomatic case identified in the patient with 25 lesions. The safety findings in this study were consistent with the known safety profile of Tysabri, the researchers wrote. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on May 3, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Through the Looking Glass, a column by Beth Ulla, published on May 4, 2022. Recovering my self-esteem after adapting to MS-related incontinence. Without hesitation, I would say that my bladder and bowel issues have been the hardest symptoms to manage and overcome following my MS diagnosis. It comes down to one thing: the fear of having an accident in public, the embarrassment, the shame, the judgment in other people's eyes. It's not pleasant to talk about, I know. It's taboo. It's like a silent shadow following me around, always lurking in the back of my mind. Where's the nearest toilet? What is my plan if I can't get there on time? To go from being fully mobile to paralyzed from the waist down within months was mentally and physically shattering. Going from being a married couple to also being a patient and a carer felt devastating. I felt as though I'd lost all dignity. I couldn't get to the bathroom or clean myself alone. It was an incredibly tough time for both of us. As my paralysis ebbed and I began to recover, my dignity began to slowly return. I felt human again. Yet each public accident chipped away at my confidence and self-image. I initially resisted the need to use incontinence underwear, which made me feel less like a woman. The turning point happened while I was at a Blackstone Cherry concert at Caerphilly Castle in South Wales, UK. The venue only had one porta-potty for disabled concert goers, and it was occupied for 10 minutes. I knew I wouldn't make it, so I snuck behind a wall out of view. Luckily, I had packed a change of clothes, but it was still humbling. For me, what changed that day was that I decided to ask myself, am I going to let this ruin an amazing experience? No, I wasn't. That was the catalyst for the shift in my attitude. Last week, I left the house from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., embarking on a 4-hour journey both ways in a bus full of people to see Les Miserables on my husband's birthday. I knew it would be challenging for my MS, and I was particularly worried about my bladder. The heat of the bus was especially triggering. In situations like that, I must wear provisions, which I did. Our limits with our chronic illnesses differ, and the horrible part is that they change hour to hour, minute to minute. When you're in a city 4 hours from home, you have no choice but to use things you may have previously rejected. I was committed to avoid letting my bowel issues affect me, as we were only allowed to use the bus's bathroom to urinate. I didn't see anyone else use the toilet. That was all I thought about the entire time. I had to take precautions, but they still made me feel less womanly. Still, I did it, though, without an accident, without a problem. I believe that perspective is important. Sadly, the more these things happen, particularly bowel accidents, the more I've gotten used to them when they do happen. When they do happen, they're just another type of situation that I've learned to handle, and now I know that I can do it. My perception of dignity and self-image has completely shifted since I was diagnosed. It's taken time, but I've learned that being prepared is necessary. This includes having a change of clothes and wearing incontinence underwear, or at least having them in the car when needed. To read more columns by Beth Ulla and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.